Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. Well, it's Muckin' Fun Day. It's the fifth day of February. Wow, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 50 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 53 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And just, man, it's like spring here. And looking at the long-range forecast for like the next 5-6 days, just staying this way. It'd be just a terrible thing if it stayed like this, you know, right up until about April and then turned off real nice. I wouldn't complain, and I'm not complaining right now. That being said, let's see what we have on the itinerary. I put these in the wrong order. This is okay. FBI didn't want body cams at roadblock where Lavoy Finicum was killed. Now, there's a surprise. And we're going to get into that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTV.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporRebellion.com.
From the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, the FBI didn't want body cams at roadblock ambush, where Lavoy Finicum was killed. I wonder why they wouldn't want the body cams. I mean, so they could prove their innocence. This is from Freedom Outpost. It was sent in by Larry for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. FBI Special Agent W. Joseph Astrida is facing several charges related to the attempted murder and cover-up of shots he took at Lavoy Finicum, and this is really weird, as he exited his vehicle after dodging a roadblock set up by the FBI and Oregon State Police on January 26, 2016. However, it is coming to light now that the FBI did not want the police to wear their standard body cameras at the roadblock. And, you know, when they were reporting this again, you know, it's a traffic stop. And remember when it first happened? A traffic stop. And then and they made it sound like there was only two shots fired, and they had it all, you know, squared away. And he was just going down the road, and he was getting pulled over just like a normal person for a traffic stop. And he just, he went out, and he tried to kill people. And now the police killed him. an ambush. What in goddamn? Now we should be looking at a goddamn conspiracy right up to the goddamn White House, shouldn't we? I mean, there's no doubt Lavoie Finnegan was killed. And, you know, the plant guns, I mean, we've seen them where they're carrying plastic guns to plant on people so that they can justify killing them. And Lavoie Finnegan owned guns, and, you know, they try to say, and, you know, he was a religious man, and I mean, he's the kind of guy, he wouldn't own a goddamn stolen gun. But I'm sure one of them cops had one with him to stuff in his pants or in his pocket there, you know, after they shot him and he started grabbing at the bullet wounds that were coming through his body. Oh, he's grabbing for a gun, see? And I mean, right now, we should be looking at goddamn murder charges right up to the goddamn White House, shouldn't we? Because everybody was acquitted on that shit out in Burns. And Lavoie Finnegan, he was one of that somebodies that were out there at that, that would have, you know, didn't get no trial. He just got the death sentence. First of all, Estrada's trial is to begin sometime this month. He was indicted, but unlike those that were arrested that fateful day in January and held for nearly 2 years facing trials in which they were both acquitted and had dismissed because, that don't make no damn sense. Facing trials in which they were both acquitted, and the charges were dismissed. I mean, this isn't written very well. Because the prosecution was violating the law and their rights, he was allowed to walk on after entering a not guilty plea and was not held on bail. Well, yeah. This guy here, he actually shot guns and hurt people and killed people. But, yeah, he's got one of those special little suits on and that veil of protection from the international cabal that killed Lavoie Finnegan. Remember when that was all going on? They were talking about these people weren't from this goddamn country, a hit team. And, you know, like Black Ops, what the hell was that? Were they called over there in Afghanistan? I'm trying to think of the company name, that one for Cheney's outfit there. What was that name of that? Pardon?
Blackwater.
Yeah. That's it. Thank you, guys. Blackwater. And I mean, came and murdered this man. I mean, when the acquittals happened, you know, there was just a little blip on the mainstream propaganda machine. This radical rancher guy killing, cop hater and whatever might have you. Yeah, he got acquitted. Bye. That was it. That's all you heard about it. Now, damn it, everybody was acquitted up here in Oregon. I mean, there were a few people that took pleas. A few people did some really, one of them was, you know, a guy working with the FBI. We had a lot of them were ex-FBI. It's hard to talk about this because you have the 3%ers. You have the Oath Keepers, just like over at Gleason, and they were made up of ex-FBI, current FBI, and law enforcement. They were, I mean, the enemy camp was the camp. But the bottom line here is that with the acquittals now, there is no reason. I mean, I think they said at the time that they had a warrant for Lavoie Finnegan. Okay, then that warrant was never served, and there was never no reason. If that warrant was contingent on what happened there in Burns, nothing happened. I mean, the jury decided nothing happened. So now we need to talk about this man's murder on the side of a road. And it wasn't no goddamn traffic stop. The traffic stop happened miles on back down the road when they pulled over and tried to, you know, the state police did and pulled him over and tried to, you know, take him right there. It was a pincer trap. He was supposed to go on ahead and ride into the trap, and they were supposed to kill every goddamn body there. It just didn't work out that way. What a shame, huh? Facing which they were both acquitted. Okay. Prosecution was violating the law and the rights. He was allowed to walk on after entering a not guilty plea and was not held on bail. Of course he wasn't. FBI special agent in charge, Greg Britzing, who ran the operation in Oregon, had a sordid history with the Bureau of Land Management special agent in charge at Bundy Ranch, Dave Love, apparently made the request regarding the body cameras. You know, when we started talking about this, right when it was going down, right when they first went out the refuge, we said, man, I mean, I've been out there, and I know I've been to that refuge. I've hunted there. And, you know, I said that this is just a kill zone. And the idea was, what we said at the time, was to bring the people who had stood in Bunkerville out here and put them in a kill zone and kill them. Lavoie Finnegan, you know, he showed up out there. And I, the reason Lavoie was shot because he wasn't playing freaking games. He wasn't like Ammon Bundy. No, this is a protest. No, this is armed standoff. No, this is a protest. He was there with his gun and said, no, I'm not going to, you know, be walked on and have my rights violated by this illegal federal occupation of the Western lands. And so that's why Lavoie had to die. And Lavoie had been studying the subject. Hell, he wrote a book. And, you know, he was he would have been, should have been considered an active voice in the movement, such as it was. It was a rich man's movement, rancher, 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 you know, movement, rancher, logger, industry movement. Nonetheless, Lavoie Finnegan was, you know, a straight up guy. He wasn't playing freaking games. He was, he took his rifle out there and he went to say, this has got to stop. And he understood the law. He understood where he's, where his power was as an individual. And, he would have been, the biggest problem at any trial, I guarantee you, Lavoie Finnegan, I mean, I would have liked to seen how that went, the things he would have brought up that trial, because he wouldn't have went for no goddamn lawyer, because he didn't need no lawyer. He understood what he was doing. That's why Lavoie had to die. Where were we? Brad Lamanch in charge of Bundy Ranch. Yeah, oh, man, they weren't connected. This was made known in a motion filed by Estrada's attorneys, in which they requested that four of the five charges he is facing be dismissed. Sherry Duval at Redoubt News.com reports the motion outlines the government's version of events on January 26, 2016. It also states that the FBI requested that the state police were not to wear their standard body cameras. Well, no, it was an you think about the pity-ass little goddamn set of circumstances they would take to charge you and put you in jail and railroad you and, you know, keep evidence, exculpatory evidence out to railroad you. And, I mean, you have blatant shit in your face like this. And, well, man, right now the charges, they should be charging more people. Everybody involved in that, right up to Washington, D.C., and right to that goddamn lesbian, whatever, in the, she is that piece of shit, Kate Brown, up there in Salem. They all should be in jail right now. And you talk about dangerous and should not be let out. Could you get more dangerous? They killed a man. The Bundys didn't kill nobody. But all through, none of them people fired a gun. But they had to spend 2 years sitting in the clink waiting to, you know, get up in front of the Admiralty Court and see if they could pay a high enough price lawyer to wiggle their way out of it. But, I mean, we talked about it when all this was going on. The MS-13 gang members, I mean, oh, they get a $5,000 bill and they're off back down to Mexico the next day and they never face a charge. But somebody who lives here, oh, hell, owns property here. At least with somebody like Clive and Bundy, you could have took his damn property if he jumped bail. But it's all been a farce. It all is a farce. This is an enemy occupation. These are enemy boot soldiers, man. They're boots on the ground. And they did kill Lavoie Finnegan. They murdered Lavoie Finnegan the day it happened. We said, that's murder. Premeditated murder. And they go into that in this article. It's really, the article's spot on. This is a highly unusual request, especially in the current social or civics. Never mind. Climate. It generally benefits officers who have their actions recorded during potentially dangerous events. To have the FBI's elite hostage rescue team, and what the hell was a hostage rescue team? I thought that was just a traffic stop. No, a hostage rescue team set in ambush to kill somebody. I mean, this is so blatant. The stories they put out. I mean, if you and I came out with a lie like that right out the gate and then shit like this came out, there would be you would be indicted. You'd be in prison. Waiting trial. To have the FBI's elite hostage rescue team specifically request assisting officers not to wear them does not bode well for the expected outcome for the civilians involved. Duh. I mean, they're sitting here. Duh. No shit. You think they were there to murder those people? You think that any reasonable person who looked at the circumstances would say, I think they wanted to murder those people. I think that was a trap that they were driven into in a place where cell phones didn't work so they could murder those people. It's blatant. But because this is an enemy occupation, because this is a standing army put in place, an international standing army, by the way, because some of these son of a bitches weren't even from the United States. the big talk on the mainstream is about the great dossier war. The Democrats releasing their dossier that goes against the Republicans' dossier that says that, you know, they got this FISA, they're all around this FISA warrant, and they got this warrant, and they shouldn't have got it. God damn, look what they do to us. We're going to go through a couple more stories here. We'll talk about how we're freaking treated. But this is a big deal, man. I mean, you know that they used a piece of information, a dossier that shouldn't have never, but was politically created. Really? God damn, they walk up, they can come in, kick your fucking door in, shoot your dog, rape your wife, and kill you. It was an anonymous tip is what it was. We don't even really know who did it. That's your goddamn due process. But they're trying, you know, it gets me this production they're putting out there. Because this is like some kind of goddamn, like I said, WFW. The battle of the dueling dossiers. Yeah, we're releasing our dossier this week, and boy, I'm telling you, brother, it's going to knock the shit out of that other dossier, which is all bullshit. Of course they did it. Of course, you know, we are, you know, they act like this goddamn thing with these elections is, you know, they discovered uranium. People are, foreign countries are meddling in other people's elections. Really? You think there's been one Russian election where we haven't had agents over there in there meddling in there, trying to sway it this way and doing dirty shit into their elections in every other banana republic around this world? That we haven't had regimes put in place that specifically serve, our masters whose masters are over in Israel? Do you think there's been one election? You know, they talk about these foreign people, you know, shaping our, you know, coming in and interfering with election. You got Netanyahu talking to your Congress and going into the back doors with every one of your senators and shit during the election. I mean, you got your candidates over, both of them over in Israel, getting campaign funds from the goddamn Israelis. But, there's no conflict of interest there. That's just serving a foreign king. And like I said, we come to this. I mean, this goddamn ambush, this murder, this premeditated, orchestrated murder of Lavoie Finicum, and still the milly mouthing around it here. Well, yeah, you know, this. The bottom line is, who's going to arrest them? Them? This is never going to be brought to justice until the people bring it to justice, because they're not good. They want people to shoot people. I mean, when Horiuchi shot a Vicky Weaver through the head with her little baby in her arms. Now, God damn it, the state of Idaho went as far as to indict that son of a bitch, and the federal government came in and said, he's one of our federal murderers. You can't indict him by. And that was fucking it, people. They'll keep playing games, acting like there's some measure of justice out there, just like this thing that played out with the Bundys. You know, they botched that up, and it was such a shit deal, but the Bundys weren't fighting for the right thing either, because they were not fighting for the Bill of Rights. They got their goddamn admiralty attorneys and went in there. They were fighting for their land rights, for their industry. The goddamn fight even hasn't even hit the field under the true terms of what it should be. Either we, the people, can live in fear of shit like this, of being out on a rural road. I mean, I'll tell you what, Lavoie Finicum, it happened, you know, and it was publicized because of what was going on out at Mallard. But you think this is the first guy that's ever been pulled over on a rural road and murdered by the Oregon State Police? You're completely out of your mind. You don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'd like to say, and to all you stupid Trumpers out there who thinking, oh, you see what Trump doing? He bringing justice. Please don't get it twisted. Because the bottom line is, you know what? If he was in office, the same thing would have happened under his watch too. All of this junk is just a dog and pony show, man. Like you said, it is the color of law, man. And this is the crap that they do. This is a dog and pony show. It makes it seem like there's some type of justice in this land, which there's not. You know, they murder us and they kill us every single day. They sit on the road and they racketeer and extortion us every single day. I mean, it's just the bottom line. Nothing's going to change until we change it, and it's not going to be done by paperwork. It's going to be done with bloodshed and bullets, and I'm just sorry to say that.
Well, hell yes. I mean, you look at this thing going on with the dueling dossiers, and you got the, you know, you got the FBI, and what this is to do, people, this is a part of that revealing. This is to lay it out to you like the FBI is a separate branch of government that can really, you know, it can take on enemies and it can file lawsuits and shit. The FBI is supposed to be an instrument of the executive, which is again, none of it was authorized by the people. It was never authorized to operate besides inside the government. I mean, if they wanted to create an agency to investigate themselves, to investigate within the bounds of the government, within that 10-mile square, they could do that. But this son of a bitch, this FBI now is international. You have something happen over Europe. Your goddamn FBI showing up over there. Not your FBI. Not my FBI. The goddamn Israeli occupation's FBI is showing up over there. And now with this is what they're doing. This is to get it into your head. You know, right now, then if this FISA warrant, I mean, the thing is, they're trying to get you to accept that this goddamn FISA court could exist. It can't. It just can't. You know, they come out with this surveillance thing after their 9/11 false flag. We have to give up freedoms, and we have to go after these terrorists. They want to kill us. Didn't you see what they did to them? But no, they didn't do those buildings. We know who did that to those buildings. We knew then. But the idea is just to worm the shit in, the thin edge of that thick wedge, and get it until it, you know, becomes a fait accompli. And now when they're talking about this illegal, e-fucking-legal FISA court that claims that it can create a warrant for an American national without the due process clauses that are covered in the 4th, the 5th, the 6th, the 7th, and 8th articles of the Bill of Rights. It just cannot exist. But now what they're talking about is, man, we need to straighten that FISA court out and make it work like it's supposed to. And that's supposed to be our battle cry. Not that you cannot have that son of a bitch, that it is a draconian instrument of a dictatorship. It's a violation. It is absolutely violates the Bill of Rights. And look how they play this thing. When they went to put the FISA court in, they tell you, we're just going to spy on them foreigners over there. That's why we got to get this FISA court put in. You don't need no fucking FISA court to spy on the goddamn Russians or the Chinese or anybody else. They're not American nationals. They have no right to process in this country, especially their goddamn governments. I mean, you think about the years through the Cold War and everything, all the spying in all the goddamn countries. You think every embassy around this country, if you go to Russia and you go to the American embassy, you can consider that the whole goddamn thing is wired for sound, right? Do you think somebody went and got a warrant? Do you think that shit really exists in the international world? Because I'm here to tell you it doesn't. This was just a way for them to say, well, we're going to get FISA warrants. But it'll only be for people overseas, other countries, other nationals. You don't need a goddamn warrant. But we put the FISA court in, and evidently there's been some Americans slipping through. Oh, bullshit. The FISA court is an act of sedition. Plain and simple, it cannot exist no more than the FBI, no more than the CIA. None of these goddamn agencies can exist in our world. Now, if they wanted to have the CIA to spy on foreign governments, they might could justify it, so long as it never, ever, ever pretended to ever look at an American within our borders or anywhere else. But these things that were set up to protect us from the bad guy overseas are now in our goddamn living room spying on us. Because you know what? And Roosevelt, after Wilson and then Roosevelt, you know, with the Trading with the Enemies Act, you know, we were named the enemy. So now we're enemy combatants. So now they can claim that they can spy on us using a FISA warrant. You just ask yourself straight up, you know, put Trump, Trump is a bullshit. I mean, this whole thing is a production to try to get us to accept one more thing that's unacceptable. The bottom line is, can there be a secret court that gives secret goddamn warrants? Yes or no? Well, let's look at the Bill of Rights and see if it provides for a secret court that gives secret warrants. The 4th article says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Now, when you get a warrant out for you, you got a right to challenge that goddamn warrant. It ain't just some secret warrant and they're operating a search on you with, I mean, it's like, all right, they say they got a goddamn warrant for your house, let's say. So they wait till you ain't home and they go in and they search through your goddamn house. And then they come back next week and search through your goddamn house. Oh, we got a warrant. We just don't, we ain't going to tell you about it unless you catch a searching through your shit on a fishing expedition just to try to find anything on you because we've declared you our enemy. That is what this piece of shit is, and it cannot be. There's, every warrant has to be public. It, I mean, it has to be published. Every warrant has to be published. I got a right to see that warrant before it is exercised upon me. You got to put it in my hand, and it has to have the goddamn affidavits attached to it. And if you don't find what you come here to look for, then you son of a bitch, you and whoever signed those affidavits are going to jail for perjury and for false arrest and for false and for intruding on my goddamn right to be left alone. And they know it. This whole thing with the FISA thing, like I said, it's just to feed this. We told you. Trump is going to do what Obama could not do. He's going to put together a draconian police state. But see, it's not working out because you don't have those claps. He's losing people every day because the internet's holding him to it. We are putting out every lie that he does. We're sitting here and we're going, here it is. Here's the lying son of a bitch. Don Betcher came up the other day. I think it was Friday. On the intelligence report and started talking that he'd watched the State of the Union address and that some guy came over after he'd watched the State of the Union address. And he said, well, did you see it? He was just lying. And Don Betcher goes, well, can you point out where he lied? And this is supposed to be a catch of some kind, right? And the guy couldn't point out where old Donnie had lied. Well, I had to call in. I told him, he lies every time he opens his mouth to begin with. But and a lie of omission is just like a lie of admission. He admitted to lying when he said that he was going to bring in 1.8 million of these DACA recipients when he said he was going to get rid of them on the first day. When he came out and said that we need to pay for a wall that he said that Mexico was going to pay for. The guy is a prima facie, a liar. Everything he says, nothing he says can be held as anything but a lie because he has shown himself to be a liar. And he is building a goddamn police state.
Couple comments.
Go for it, brother.
As to the secret courts, that harkens back to star chambers and bills of attainder. Those were two things that the founding friends did not want to put in the organic documentation. As far as lying, that's omission and commission. That's all I got to say.
All righty. You're right. Anyways, guys, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporRebellion.com.
Stand up and do something now, or sit down. our founding fathers who waited in the sea. Who will stand and fight? Stand and fight. I'm gonna stand and fight. The government is out of control. They're taking freedoms away. So send the message, I've had enough. Our founding fathers who waited in the sea. Who will stand and fight? Stand and fight. We're gonna stand and fight. Yeah, stretched out in my easy chair, and I don't like what I see. But will I stand up and do something now, or sit and watch my TV? The Constitution is calling me to do what is right. Our founding fathers who waited in the sea. Who will stand and fight? Stand and fight. I'm gonna stand and fight. I'm gonna. I'm gonna stand and fight. I'm gonna stand and fight. I'm gonna stand and fight. Yeah, yeah. Come on, fight
by. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1237 Pacific time, and that was Ron Hathaway with Stand and Fight. And I take exception with the Constitution is calling me. You know, this guy here, probably he's making good bucks on his song and stuff and what might have you. And he don't know the shit from Shinola. The constitution is something you leave in the toilet when you take a big dump in the morning, okay? Until people spit that word out of their goddamn mouth and start talking Bill of Rights, which belongs to the people, which is what is being violated. They're using that constitution to every angle they can for them to violate our rights. It is the enemy of the Bill of Rights at this point in the ballgame, I would have to say. Anyway, Katie sent that in, and I think she commented kind of the same on it when she did send it in, but it's something different to listen to, I suppose. All righty.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the founders, they, in their them, regardless of some of them being scurrilous rats, etc. I am convinced that they had to adopt the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. You know, actually, it's, you know, you got the heading of the preamble, and then the body and the Bill of Rights. But I'm convinced that they knew that that was the only way they were going to flip the script on the king totally. And so they had to do the inverse of what had been occurring for thousands of years prior to the high priest of the administrative state. And the Constitution, the body, where it speaks of the three branches, that is the administrative state they lay out there. And I believe, is my belief, that they knew that the administrative state would be at perpetual war with man's life property. And that is why there were certain individuals who pressed for the Bill of Rights to be placed at the end of the document. And if you look at the document construction, the preamble and the bill are supposedly or symbolically constructed that document as the cage for the beast within the administrative state. And we'll forever be at perpetual war with the administrative state because, for one thing, the administrative state is a dead letter. It does not function without living men. The thing about living men is they have some very peculiar behavior patterns, especially when it comes to gaining wealth and power and having ruling over or having dominion over other men. And that just is never going to disappear. And every so often we're going to cycle through and, well, we're going to have wars. And that's just why I believe Jefferson said eternal vigilance was necessary.
Tell me this. Who do you, when you say your founding fathers, who are you referring to?
I didn't say founding fathers. I don't call them founding fathers anymore. I call them founding friends or friends.
Who are they?
Why?
I just like to know who these people are.
Well, I know the ones who spilt their blood on the battlefields, wherever they were the ones who did the hard labor. The founders who put together the documentation, you can think of Madison, Hamilton, Jefferson, Franklin, who else? There's a bunch of others I just can't call off at the top of my head. But those are the ones who put together, who memorialized the language.
Right? You do know that the Constitution for the United States was written off the Masonic Constitution? It almost word for word?
I don't know that. I've heard that, and I've also heard that they borrowed from the Native American nation. What would they be?
Iroquois is what you're thinking of.
Yeah, and so you know, I think there is several different things that contributed to that document. I mean, it just didn't come out of thin air. You know, it. It's based on historical precedent and experience knowledge, which goes way back into the depths of time, all right? And when I say way back into the depths of time, the knowledge goes all the way back to when we were killing each other and everything with sticks and stones.
Tell me this. Tell me this. Hold it. Who did, on April 19th, 1775, who did those people rise up against?
Well, that's a rhetorical question. You know who they did. They rose up against the king.
Who represented the king in this country?
many of the guys who were putting together the documentation, if you were listening to me earlier when I said they had to do the complete inverse to gain their independence when the documentation went down.
I'm not trying to be contrary with you here. What I'm saying is that a full year before these aristocrats who were working under the King's Charter, who were the actual ones that the people rose up against because they were the ones that were implementing the King's authority in the colonies, a full year before that, they had already rose up in a popular uprising, and they had surrounded Boston and pounded the hell out of it with cannon, and they had been fighting the British for a full year before these aristocrats, who were the king's men in the colonies, came up and said, well, we're going to form a new government. Can you form a new government in the middle of an uprising?
Well, it's the same thing, like, can you have diplomacy in the middle of a war? You know, apparently there's going to be communication, and apparently at some point in time the war is going to end. All right? So, you know, you have to have something to go by. We're not going to live in anarchy. I mean, you know, just think about that. Have you read John Locke's Second Treatise?
The common law is not anarchy. The common law is what we're supposed to be living under. You're getting these two worlds confused, friend. By rights, man. No, listen. Now, for a full year, they had been fighting before these aristocrats decided to step up when they seen it was inevitable. And these aristocrats who were the king's men, who carrying out the king's charter in the colonies, what did they do? They came and formed a government in the middle of an uprising just by their own words and by their own actions. They then took it upon themselves to have the authority to put together a colonial army. And then when that sword was surrendered, the king's charter was surrendered, it was surrendered right back over to the king's men who had been running it in the first place. It's all a sham. And as for the Constitution, I mean, back then you had the Anti-Federalists. They were pointing out, like, the Commerce Clause and the General Welfare Clause. They pointed out everything that we were facing today. They said this is why that's being put in that contract, so that they can do that to us. They called them the aristocrats, and they were the aristocrats. And they're the same people we're facing today. Now, the Constitution, we can agree that's a contract?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now what contract can be breached to the point that this one's been breached and still be called a contract?
Well, it's very interesting, but within that contract, you know, the administrative state component of it allowed for these people to... Well,
I'm sorry, but the Bill of Rights is not... anarchy.
No, it isn't.
The Bill of Rights is not anarchy.
I don't know what you're talking about, but that's not what I said.
You're saying if you divorce yourself from the Constitution, you're left with the anarchy. No, you're not. You're left with the common law, what we're supposed to have. That was just an offshoot so that they could do a few things that we couldn't do as individuals, like deal with foreign states and to put together a system of commerce where we minted our own money so the goddamn international banks weren't stealing our resource and our wealth from us.
I'm going to tell you, it goes like this. Either way, you get rid of the rats we got in the office right now, and that's basically what you have to do. Now, I'm gonna explain this real quick. You know, a lot of people have been jacked up in the Patriot movement. Why? Because they act out of ignorance. And they think armed violence and overthrow of the government is the way to go.
It's the only thing left. What's your option?
The option is this. That's my government. We've got to arrest the criminals who occupy the government and have taken that government over and use the administrative state as a weapon against man and his common law.
Are you going to have to be a little clearer in that? How are you going to go about this?
I mean, they are the enemy. I mean, they own the courts. They own this administrative state.
Well,
so, I mean, they left us with nothing else.
Henry,
we'll push paper long enough.
Henry, this is what you said last week, buddy. Eventually,
sounds like to me he's going to talk them to death.
Eventually, the tyranny will grow so great that, you know, it's going to come down to blows, man. It will.
I'm just interested in how this would unfold. You say you're going. No, you say you want to arrest them. Under what authority? What? How are you going to? Under what jurisdictions? And how are you going to procure these arrests?
The jurisdiction is they've violated. They've committed treason and they've harmed man.
So an admiralty jurisdiction you're going to work under, and how do you get a hold of that?
You're going to have to come at them in the common law. But it's not like you're just going to roll up on them and that, you know, right now. What's going to happen is the tyranny is going to grow. Just like you said last week, it is. It's going to grow. It's growing all by leaps and bounds all the time. We've got dual citizens occupying the Congress. We've got the FBI, which is a foreign entity. We've got Bureau of Land Management, EPA, you name it. We've got one on top of the other. They've all cut out a specific jurisdictional compartment for themselves under the Admiralty.
Just a moment now. You said that you were going to go through the common law. That is not going through them through the administrative state. That is taking out the administrative state using the common law, in which you would have to have common law courts, which they have removed our common law courts. They have removed our Bill of Rights. They've put them under injunction. So the only thing left is straight up war.
The common law stated in the Constitution, in the administrative state section of the Constitution. Am I correct?
I didn't get the question.
Where it says. Does it say in the Constitution that we will have a common law right and courts?
It says it in the Bill of Rights.
All right. But that's part.
It's not a part of the administrative. They're the apples and oranges. They are two separate jurisdictions. One can't operate in the other.
Well, you can't argue that because then how are you going to argue the Star Chamber and the bills of attainder in that?
It's like this. If you have somebody who is, say, let's just take this guy here. He's a governor, okay? Now, the governor, he starts operating under the administrative state and violating your rights. He's operating under color of law. You do not prosecute him in the administrative courts or through the administrative state. You go touch him on the shoulder and say, I'm putting you under arrest. I, Henry Shively, not you, governor, but you, John Brown. You are under arrest, John Brown, not you, governor. And you take him in as John Brown as a proper party litigant into the as an American national into the common law courts, and then you lay your common law rights out and said he violated my rights, pretending he could do it because he is a governor. He doesn't get to defend himself as governor. The state does not get to defend him. He has to defend himself as John Brown, who did this to Henry Shively under the pretense that because he was a governor, he could violate my rights. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense to me, but is that outside the Article III court?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, see, the Article III, they promised. See, the thing is, they guaranteed us courts. Now, our common law courts, we elect, just like our sheriff, we elect our judges from amongst ourselves. That judge sets moot in that common law court. Now, see, they could create other courts, and that's goddamn what they did.
Well, what they've done, yeah.
Of course, but the common law, see, every court, you see, as you got your municipal courts, you got your justice courts, you got your superior courts, even the state Supreme Court, see, that's where they're going into the admiralty. They're already into the administrative. They were never supposed to, he's a city police officer. He comes up and he's going to lay some city legislated goddamn shit on you, and he's going to try and take you into, right. He's going to try and take you into an administrative court. He just cannot do it. We are guaranteed through the Bill of Rights that we can only be brought to court through the process of the common law court, which requires another American national, not governor or no titles of government. No, you can't do it as a government operative. You can't come into the common law court and prosecute me. And the only place I can be prosecuted is the common law court, which says that the government can never prosecute me. They have to stay away from me. Only individuals. Now, because if he was John Brown as the governor, he could damaged his property. He would have to come into the common law as Dan Brown. Governor doesn't have a shitting thing to do with it because the government is separate from the people. And he would have to prosecute for the damage to his property as a common law litigant. And you see, that's what they're trying to do is like they can come and bring into court. And, oh, I'm Sheriff John Brown. And the sheriff thrown in puts the power of the state, the administrative state, and all its resources that they can just go ahead and crush you. But that's why the Bill of Rights was written. And the ninth article said that there could never be no power created in the Constitution that could ever violate the rights that gave me the right to that absolute procedural due process. Every crime they commit against us can be broken down into violating the procedural due process we are guaranteed in that Bill of Rights. That procedural due process is the only way that we can be relieved of property or anything else is through that procedural due process, and it's not acting on the power of the state, it's acting on the power of an individual national who goes and files the property paperwork in the common law court to bring you to answer.
And if explain this to me, if there was a murder committed,
mm-hmm.
and there was no next friend or mm-hmm. family member or next friend to bring suit against the murderer,
mm-hmm.
then how would that be prosecuted? Because you know, murder like kidnapping or child abuse. Sexual abuse or you know, a high crime, it must be prosecuted.
I'm pretty sure that the coroner files the charges in the common law.
Would be the
he files coroner. It, but he's the coroner. But he say it's the coroner's name is John Brown. The coroner being John Brown, he files the charges. He's the one that discovered the crime.
I get you.
Okay.
Yeah, because you know we cannot, you know, because, you know, we could not let those types of crime against man's life, property, go unanswered.
They would not, never. Yeah. No. I'm telling you, the common law and Bill of Rights, that is our self-governance, brother. That's what we were guaranteed. That government thing we allowed over there was for emergencies. Remember, they did it in an emergency because they told us all these countries are going to come in and conquer us if we don't have a central government to hold them back so that we can bring the resources of all the people and all the states together to hold back the world from taking it from us. And that was their...
For war and international trade.
Right.
Only.
Exactly, yeah. Man. They were never to be in our world except as the individuals they are to operate within the common law as persons, not as offices.
Well, when you say that they can't be in the world, you're spot on because the admiralty and common law, they can't occupy the same.
No, they are exact
states.
Opposites.
They don't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, man. You got it. And it isn't anarchy. You know, I've got into it with anarchists because it's that mob rule bullshit. No, that ain't going to cut
exactly.
it either. We will have law and order, and it will be law and order that will be just because you have to actually have a damage or a corpus delicti. That's what the writs were for. Or if you came and bothered me without that, I'm getting you. There is a consequence to your action if you violate my rights. And this is the problem we face now is there's no consequence to these offices who cannot violate our rights. If they are forbidden by the ninth article says it can never happen. That's why the Federalists told us you don't need a Bill of Rights. Look at it. We can't touch you. We don't have that kind of power. We're a separate entity apart from the people. We're 10-mile square citadel called Washington, D.C. And our authority ends where the waters ebb and flow. That's why, like, if you were, in the armed forces, back when things were still being run half-ass right, if you were in the armed forces and you were going to be court-martialed, they had to take you out on a goddamn ship in the ocean for your trial because they had no authority here on the land. And what they did was they moved the admiralty jurisdiction onto the land. These courts you look at, when you go in that court, you're looking at the captain of a ship sitting up there on that, a captain of a merchant ship. And his only due is to the...
Trials.
Exactly, man.
They tried their best to provoke me so they could beat me down and put me in jail for a contempt of their court.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't function like they had planned. But still, I won my felony case, but I lost the misdemeanor case. But anyway, I'll shut up and get out of your way, man.
That's okay, man.
Thanks.
It was a good discussion. You betcha. Good talking with you. Anyways, we had a couple more. We'll hit them tomorrow. But, you know, what I was looking at today is, you know, just how far this police state, this invasion into our personal lives has come. with these officers who have no authority over us in any way. They can, like I said, as individuals, they got every right in court that we do. But as officials, they can't even, I don't care what your office likes or don't like. I don't care what your fucking policy is. You have no authority over me. No jurisdiction. And here we got Hawaii police officers accused of making a man touch urinal. And what it comes down to, I'm going to say this real quick. One of the fellas, Norm, he commented on this. He lives over there. And the local news is saying that they made this man lick a urinal. This, I mean, I got a couple more here. We're going to cover them tomorrow. I'm going to hit this one again. But just to show how far this shit has gone. I mean, you got the right to shoot these bastards down. They tried to, this goddamn draconian shit is not allowed to fly. You got the right to protect yourself. Anyways, guys, we made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, keep it all separated and understand who you are. Now, stay tuned because I've got my buddy Spike Timmons coming up right behind me here with Hammering the New World Order on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio, and you don't want to miss it. And that is The Word from the Trenches.